horse on, they would usually have something in their hand. What would that be called?
A whip.
And the what do you call the thing that you bring home things from the grocery store in the container? Just if you went to the
bag,
okay, and it's made out of
paper.
Okay. And now, years ago, again, you and really you still can buy large quantities of sugar in what? Okay.
Sack.
Okay, a sack. And those kinds of sacks that have the real coarse texture to them, and you can buy, you know, 50 pounds of potatoes in.
Well, you know, I always thought they were toad sacks, but I think it's toe sack. I don't really know, because if you say it yourself, you can say toad, and it sounds like toad if you say it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish you'd enlighten me. Is it toad sack or tote sack?
Well, I think it's whatever the people call it.
T-O-T-E, I believe. It's tote sack.
Uh-huh.
That
you,
sounds
that's
logical.
What you would say, T-O-T-E.
I think that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Tote sack. Because
mm-hmm.
toad sack doesn't apply at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're called different things all over the country. There must be a dozen.
Gunny sack.
That's an interesting. What do you know the art, why it's called a gunny sack?
No, I don't, but I guess I called it a gunny sack long before I ever said a tote sack.
Uh-huh.
A gunny sack. No, honey, I wouldn't know the origin of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've also heard that around here, and I know it's commonly used, but I don't know the origin. What would you call the amount of corn that somebody might take up to the mill to be ground? Do you know any?
Bushels.
A bushel of corn. And how about as much firewood as a person could carry?
An armload.
Okay. And what is that thing right in there in this lamp?
Light globe.
Okay. And
or a bulb.
All right. And I don't know whether you have an outdoor clothesline or not.
Yeah, way back there in the woods.
Somewhere. When you take the clothes out, what do you take them out in?
Clothes hamper.
Okay. And if you had a big open thing made out of, not straw, but today they're usually plastic. But
wicker.
Wicker, yeah. What would you call that?
Clothes basket.
Okay. And if you went to the hardware store and you bought a large quantity of nails, what would they come in?
Just a paper sack.
Okay.
Because I just bought some.
Okay. How about if somebody had a big party and they were serving beer? A lot of times they'll have a big
stein or a mug.
Well, I'm talking about the huge container that you might have.
Oh, keg.
Okay, that's what we're looking for. And what do you call those metal strips that go around a keg or a barrel?
Wait a minute. Honey, I don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you another way. Not too many years ago, I guess in the 50s or maybe in the 60s, the kids had a big time playing with these round things, and they were
hooks.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you stick in the top of a bottle, maybe a wine bottle?
Cork.
Okay. And there's a musical instrument that you play by blowing on, and you make it go back and forth.
Bazooka.
A
harmonica.
Harmonica. And there's another kind that you may be familiar with. I think you blow on it, you hold it between your teeth, and you twang it. It's got a...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
You know, I don't know.
You can't think of the name of it. Uh-huh. How about what you use to pound a nail in a board with?
Hammer.
Okay. And now, on a wagon... Do you remember some of the parts of a wagon, like the part that sticks out?
The tongue.
Okay. And the two, if you have to back a horse in to hook
a
up
stall.
Okay.